Hello, it's the 16th of April. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A prospective police and crime commissioner faced criticism for continuing his election campaign despite a cross-party agreement to pause campaigns following the death of Prince Philip. Jaz Palmer, Liberal Democrat candidate for the Police and Crimes Commissioner election on the 6th of May, sent out multiple mailings as part of his campaign. As a sign of respect, following the death of Prince Philip, all major political parties agreed to a national halt on all political campaigning. This included PCC elections, local council elections, and elections to the Welsh and Scottish parliaments. Each of the other local PCC candidates stopped canvassing and manually publishing their campaign. Mr. Palmer's leafleting continued throughout. Just under 10% of adults in Bedford didn't use the internet before the current situation, according to the Office of National Statistics. Whilst the majority of those were over 75s, the number of older persons who have yet to surf the web is decreasing drastically. An ex-science teacher from Sharnbrook School is fighting Bedford Council regarding a late-night entertainment licence. Bernard Alumanji left his profession to open up an Afro-Caribbean social club on Windsor Road in Bedford and applied for a licence to open until 4:30 a.m. Environmental health officers at the council said noise could affect over 75 homes within 150 metres of the industrial venue. The licence decision will be announced within 5 working days. Check the show notes for an update. Flitwick Rail Station, just one step below Bedford, is about to be redeveloped into a transport interchange hub. The work will start in mid-summer 2021 and be finished by 2024. It will also result in a new footbridge and lifts to all the platforms. That's it for this week. I'll be back on Monday with your Bedford News updates.